W Mobile.
4HX. Hey, Dave, where are you doing out today?
Post office run. Where are you today?
Taylor's area. I'm over here off of Chicky Pin Road, I believe it is.
Chick Springs Road?
Yeah, that may be it. Over here at Henderson's Body Shop.
Hear from me. I could probably hear you on reverse.
See if I can keep the repeater going for a minute. Well, never mind. I got a customer coming out here, so I'm going to say 73s. I'll talk to you later, KO4HKX. Clear.
K4DJW Mobile.
DJW in Gerald GR. Good morning, Dave. And Patrick.
How are you doing?
Well, I don't know. I feel lousy this morning. I'm trying to figure out why, but I think it's that rare disease, AGE. We are heading to our favorite place, of course, Aldi's.
I got that same one. I woke up today feeling tired instead of feeling refreshed. I guess that's part of AGE, huh?
It's more caffeine boost. I had a cup of coffee, and I handed Bernice my coffee and asked her what was left of my cup of coffee to put it in the microwave for 20 seconds, and she went over and started putting water in it. So it's one of those days. Shoot. I said, that won't get it at all. Oh, we're just crossing Lake Cunningham here, Dave, and I don't know, maybe it's the weather change. I'll fight it, though. I'll get out there in the yard. Might mow grass today, even.
I'm doing that same thing. I know there are several places where the grass is starting to get pretty tall, and there's some leaves that are left over from the fall that they were hidden until the last round of winds, that they're out in the open now, so... And I noticed my neighbor starting to get out and clean up all the debris. debris, as the UK. I've been listening to the BBC, watching what's going on over there in Ukraine, so starting to talk like they talk. Listen to a lot of it. They've got really good news of up-to-date, you know, what's going on over there. It's sad. But, yeah, I think it might be a good day to get out and do some cleanup, get some activity going, shake some... joints loose.
And Gerald TR. Well, Dave, you know, ironically, yesterday or the day before, we listened to the BBC. It's on streaming, isn't it? Or no, it's on over the air. I picked up a new channel. Anyways, it is interesting, but the news is depressing. I don't look at it much anymore. I look at it on Fox News Online a little bit when I go on there and check QRZ or something, but that's about it. But my neighbor last night, I was really surprised because he don't get upset at much of anything, and he's worried about the Soviet missiles being on alert and yada, 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 and all that stuff. And every time I go over there, have an evening and visit with Tim, he's watching the big Fox News channel. I don't get that. I just get local Fox News. And he was really upset about it. That really surprised me.
Precarious. I can understand why he would be that way. It is precarious. I think most people are saying Putin's dangerous, but he's not suicidal. So if he pressed that big red button, yeah, it could be dangerous to us. Something in the United States would be obliterated, but that would be suicide for him, and he knows it. So I don't think he's going to... So I think that's why most people don't worry about him. And I do. I keep six different news stations up on the computer. I'm not... I have a TV in the other room, but I don't watch it very much. And I got six news stations. I'm just interested in Ukraine, and there's a lot of other stuff on, so... I'll watch one until they finish talking about Ukraine, and they start talking about something else, and then I go to the next one. And I just keep going around and around and around like that. And that way I can get the different perspectives. It's not just one news team's perspectives, which can be biased. So you get all the perspectives. You can paint a better picture.
Roger. Well, I think I'd go nuts. You know, I heard Putin say, oh, less than 2 weeks ago, well, maybe it might have been as much as a month. He said, and then this was before they ever invaded Ukraine, oh, there's no worry about nuclear war. It's a no-win situation. They can't launch, and we can't launch either, because nobody's going to win that game. And so he wasn't concerned with it. But then he turned around and put his on alert. The only thing that concerns me in a situation like that is like, and a lot of guys don't remember it, but John F. Kennedy put us clear up to DEFCON 1, I think it was, during the Cuban Missile Crisis. And I haven't heard anything about our systems being on alert yet. And let me drop this a second. So, therefore, what concerns me is if that Brandon up there has sense enough to even put those codes out, need it be done. And I'm beginning to wonder about that because he don't seem to be in charge of his faculties. He really doesn't, and that's a shame. I don't know how we ever put ourselves in this position, but I can say this, I didn't vote for him.
We had any votes in the last election. Right, so it's the best of worst alternatives, and at least he's saying the other guy's not. He's not saying there's something wrong with him. He's worse than Putin. But and we may disagree with that, and it's okay. It's okay if we disagree. But I don't have any respect for the guy. He's like a child that's got his toy, and if you don't play his way, he takes his toy and goes home. And that's somebody that's a rich kid that never grew up. But I don't think there's any chance of nuclear either, but I think there might be something other than nuclear that's pretty close to as bad. I know there's been a lot of research going on, like with the tungsten steel telephone poles. They're just sitting out in space waiting to be tapped. I don't know if you know about those, but they can do more damage than nuclear weapons. Something the weight or the size of a telephone pole and the weight of tungsten steel. So, and I don't have any doubt if he has to push that button, he probably will. And I don't believe he's not in charge of his faculties. I think he's very well in charge of his faculties, especially for his age. And if we disagree, we disagree. I can live with that.
No, I think you're right about Trump. He's a loose cannon. But I think that's what put the fear of God in Putin. So you're right in many ways. And I hope you're right about him, about Biden. But I don't agree with you on that. I think he's too old for the job. I'd like to see him put age limits on that. And say, okay, they make airline pilots retire at 62. That's when they should retire, 62. And even that, you're not assured of it. My grandmother had Alzheimer's when, I don't know, she was probably 58. And one of my very good friends that I took electronics from at the college, at the university there, When did he get that? About 54 years old, and he was my daughter's physics and trigonometry teacher. Brilliant man. So you never know. But at any rate, on a biter thing, it's a beautiful day out here, and I did have one question for you if you get time.
Driveway and I'm looking at all the leaves and everything. I don't have to go in. I can sit here for a couple of minutes more. Go ahead.
My old computer got to where it would cut out a little bit, so the neighbor put a solid-state drive in it for me. It was a relative of my neighbor that I rarely see. About a year ago. But I think it's just the display on it. Is starting to go, but occasionally it'll just black out, but everything's still there. Nothing's changed. And I use it all the time on my ham radio stuff. But I bought a new one, and it's a very advanced i7 processor and all that, and a pretty expensive computer here this year. But when I load up something in 3FJP downstairs, it doesn't automatically record that upstairs. So since about November, I haven't got any upgrades on the computer upstairs as far as it's seen the data on the other laptop. Is that something that's hard to do, to make those two talk to each other?
You just have to make sure they're both on the same LAN and you've got them configured to know about each other. It's not that difficult. We have, like when we're doing field day, every now and then one of them will drop out and you have to get somebody to come over and, you know, try and figure out why it is. Sometimes it's get a lot of RF, a lot of RF in the shack, it can affect that and it'll lose its connection. You have to disconnect and reconnect. But if it's been that long, you probably booted several times on each one of them, and they should have. If they were ever configured to connect, then they should reconnect after a reboot. I would think that they retain their configuration. You don't have to manually go in there and connect it every time one reboots. It's the one that's that you haven't used as much as it's been rebooted in a while.
Oh, yes. I use both of them every day. We go down the basement every evening and watch TV, and I run CW while Bernice is watching TV or sewing or whatever. Yeah, they're both up to date, and they're Windows 10, but they've never been configured to do that, Dave, and I have no concept.
Oh, okay, that makes a difference. I thought they were configured, and they were working, and then they quit. If they've never been configured, then, yeah, there is a one-time setup. You got to put them both on the LAN and let them know that each other's there, and then you have to use the same call sign on both of them. And you can watch, you can update one and go upstairs and look at it, and you'll see the other one update.
Oh, wonderful. I'm computer illiterate. I would have no idea how to do that.
Well, I haven't done it either, because I don't use other people's logging software. I write my own. But I have used it at field day, but it's been years since I've used it at field day. But I can go, if you want me to, I can go look up in, what's the name, N3JP, in something 3JP. I can go look it up and try to figure it out if you want me to.
Hey, and, you know, I'd pay you for your time if you come over or anything. I just don't have, you know, any idea how to do that. Being 47 years old and dyslexic is just above my pay grade. It's N3, Fox Juliet Papa, N3FJP. But I guess if you just tie the two computers together, and I got a good, it's 2.8 and 5 and gigabytes, and even have the extender on it upstairs. I just like them to be able to talk to each other, Dave.
Okay, and you don't use RJ45 Ethernet cable. You just connect them over the Wi-Fi. You do a Wi-Fi connection to your hub or your switch, your internet connection.
Yes, sir. That's a fact. It's just Wi-Fi.
Okay, that makes it easier then. I'll go look them up and see what it takes to get two of them to talk to each other, and if I can figure it out, then I'll come over there and implement it. That makes more sense if it's never been implemented. But it shouldn't be a big deal to set them up.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And there's no hurry, Dave. If you get some free time sometime, we'd love to have you come over anyways. And I'd appreciate that very much.
All right. Well, I'll let you know when I come up with something. I better get in the house. My exhaust is pointed toward the garage, so I'm filling the garage with exhaust fumes. Anyway, good talking to you. Be safe out there. N0TR, W4DJW.
Thank you, Dave. I hate to bother anybody with my problems and rarely ask, but that would be so wonderful to have those two connected. Say hello to Amy. Well, she's probably working. If not from home, 73's Dave. We're at Aldi's and Taylor's, W4DJW and 0TR. clear.